We are, of course, excited, but this was an initiative taken by the Sierra Leone government under the instruction of President Koroma. He had instructed the Minister of Foreign Affairs, and we had then further uninstructed our mission, and we had worked through the British members of the Security Council, because we realized that it is important for us to now move to a more development-oriented agenda, taking into consideration the president's agenda for change. That was why we initiated action.
Does this mean now that your country has moved away from the scars of the civil war?
Definitely. I think we're all proud today as a country that finally it has been recognized internationally within the United Nations that Sierra Leone is now ready to take the major step of development.
There's also a concern in the resolution calling for more action on the part of your government to counter corruption and to ensure that free and fair elections take place in 2012.
Well, as you're aware, we have one of the most robust anti-corruption legislation, which took into consideration the African Union Convention Against Corruption, as well as the United Nations Convention Against Corruption. And we have just appointed a new commissioner who we believe will follow up the vision of President Koroma to make sure the fight of corruption is actually taken to the latter. So that issue, of course, you can expect the Security Council to bring it because it was one of the causes of the conflict. With regards to the election, we are going to have 4 elections in Sierra Leone next year, 2012, presidential, parliamentary, local government, as well as mayor elections. And it is the first time in the history of the country that we're going to have those elections. So obviously we all realize that it's going to be a big challenge for us, but we're ready with the modality in place and a lot of effort is being made. The Minister of Finance is working very closely with the Electoral Commission to mobilize the required resources to make sure that that election is free, fair.
Madam Foreign Minister, some of the diplomats praised your country for the tremendous progress your government has made, but there was one comment that caught my attention about there's still this challenge of political intolerance. How accommodating is your government to the opposition?
When I addressed the Security Council, I did mention to it that President Koroma, throughout his period, insisted that he is president for the whole of Sierra Leone. And I think anybody with different political view has a right to say what they want to say, and they have a right to exercise their rights. So with regards to political tolerance, I think you will hardly find a country that experiences enough political tolerance at Sierra Leone.
Madam Foreign Minister, before I let you go, when you talk about blood diamonds, Sierra Leone is one of the countries. How is your country doing now in terms of control over this particular resource?
As you know, we are part of the Kimberlite process. So as far as Sierra Leone is concerned, we do not have a problem. The mining, exploration and exportation of diamonds is taking place under the supervision and within the framework of the Kimberlite process.